welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
And also with us, special guest from the Horror Comics Podcast, we've got Chris.
Howdy. How's it going?
We're on the fourth issue of this story arc, Something is Killing the Children. If you like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last three episodes. So we hop into this one, and we
see... At the House Depot.
We see Henry again, the drunk from the bar before, and Erica is trying to find just a chainsaw. He's like talking up all these awesome chainsaws and you know how these models are do this model does this. We used to have some crappy ones, but those would just cut through a sucker. Like, you would have no business. We can't sell those.
And then she's like, can I see the crappy rundown ones?
Yeah. She's like, because he mentions the auto shut off safety mechanism. She's like, that's not the one that I want. I want the one that will never stop chopping.
It just needs to go all the way through that bone. Wait, what?
The ones that keep on ripping through anything and everything, like they've got a mind of their own.
Yeah, it's wonderful. But I mean, Heather's like, yeah, I guess I could get that for you. We also got James running up with
these look scary, right? Yeah,
his hedge trimmers are the cart. Manual. Yeah,
So her cart is basically full of weapons, like anything and everything that is sharp and can harm somebody. She's got it in her cart. Henry's just like, I don't get paid enough for this shit. All right, here you go.
This is kind of where it you get a little bit more. I like that they're doing that. We have these recurring characters that are sort of just side characters in the town. We met the mom before of Tommy. He goes to visit his dad. You just really see this sort of state that they're all living in the aftermath of, you know, this, their missing child. His dad is like completely just lost. He's just given up pretty much. He comes in, he's like naked laying on the couch, and like, it's just a sad sort of scene. Tommy's been trying to get in touch with him, and he's just not, he hasn't been answering the phone. Again, you see the state that he's living in, and it's just sad.
Yeah, he's not in the best of positions, but then again, you know, you lose a kid.
You can't blame him.
I know it's a bad thought to have, but I've thought of that. If my child was ever to die, how would I be? Like, I would shut down, you know?
Right. Yeah. Be hard not to.
It sucks. But the whole reason Tommy was there was to get his dad's gun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he got the gun. We go back over to the cop, sheriff. And he's at the house, the scene, with his older brother, who is the coroner.
Yeah.
And I love his older brother because he's just like, you know, this is pretty fucked up shit. Like I didn't expect this. Like, I wasn't supposed to be doing this kind of job. It was a small town. Like, I guess I can figure out what ripped these people apart.
Well, I've never had to do this before.
Basically, yeah.
He keeps calling him baby brother too.
Yeah, and so they basically are just like, all right, we'll figure this out, but this had to have been like some pervert using a bear's head to kill the kids because he hates kids. Like, how else you gonna describe, you know, how these children got mutilated like that? And as the sheriff is talking to him, he gets a phone call, and this is the phone call that Erica told him about. And we see a couple of distinguishing factors on these panels. We've got, he is carrying looks like a cane, with like a dragon head for the top. And he also has a tattoo on his hand of like a dragon with lines going through it, which I am also seeing now is in the back of the issue there that you have.
It's also in this. It's also in the,
Chris. It's also the.
Oh, hello. Yeah, look at
I
that. Just,
I looked up and there it was. I'm like, wait a minute.
I didn't even notice that. I just assumed there was an ad back there.
Most of them usually have the ads.
They also have it on the page breaks in here, or the chapter breaks in here. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I was like, because when I got the trade, I don't remember that. Like, I just read the last issue because the other ones I read digitally through the library. So,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we go back to Erica and James, and they are going to the desert or going to the desert, going to the woods. And James is just like, all right, so what are monsters? You know, what monsters aren't real, you know, like, so what are they? And Erica's like, yeah, they're big, scary things that eat kids. You saw it. What you saw was a monster. So James,
I love that he's still in denial, yeah, too. He's like, monsters. No, I don't believe in monsters. It can't be. And neither did, you know, all my friends that died. So this whole like him tagging along, but not really buying into it. But you also get her explanation now, where this is where she's saying, like, you know, you can see them. Adults can't. And something that will come up later, but this idea that there are ways you can make yourself see them. And yeah.
Yeah. And she basically said, like, you're going to stay out here with, protecting all the weapons. I'm going to take what I need. And then you're going to wait. And she's like, yeah, I need you to hold my stuff. And he said that you told me that I could help you. You promised. And she's like, okay, fine. You can follow me, but you have to do exactly what I say. The minute you stop is you just have to go. Like, I won't be able to protect you and take care of this monster if you are not listening to me. We also got the one cop that's following them. And he basically reports back saying that, yeah, you know, she's got a cart full of all these weapons. And the sheriff is just like, all right, well, stop following her. You don't need to follow her anymore. And the guy's like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, I'm telling you to call it off. Just let it be. She's going to take care of this. And
he doesn't even really give an answer. He's just like, yeah, that's it. And he's like, wait, what's going on? Why do you sound so scared? He's like, over and out, and just ends the call.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, he knows what's up clearly after that phone call.
Yes. And so he's going to be like, screw this, I'm going to go follow him anyway. And as he goes to grab his gear in the trunk, Tommy pops up and just knocks the officer.
Pistol whips him.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Erica and James find the den, and Erica is basically casing it, and that is, she figures out that it's a lot bigger than it should be, and then there's a smell coming from it. She freaks out, like, immediately rips out her octopus friend, starts yelling at that, and James is like, what's going on? Erica's like, all right, you need to go hide. Like, you need to get out of here. Just go. And it's freaking James out. Like, he doesn't know her real well anyway, but somebody who is being calm and collected this entire time that they've been together, all of a sudden starts like bugging out of what's going on.
Yeah. The person that's like, I've come in town to destroy these monsters, is now like looking at a stuffed octopus. Like, you told me it was going to be, you didn't say it was going to be this big. What the fuck's going on here? Like, that's gotta be alarming, clearly. And you know, they just bought a bunch of chainsaws and knives.
She armors up, throws her jacket to him along with her bag, grabs a chainsaw, with a couple other weapons and, you know, a glow stick, and heads in. So she's, you know, she's all geared up. And as she wanders in, she sees a pile of dead kids.
Mm-hmm.
But what's...
Which is pretty precarious looking.
Yeah.
And that's about to come up. That's... sorry, I kind of interrupted.
Oh, no, you're good. You're fine. That's the whole point of the show is one of the good things is that Ron interrupts me all the time. It's a lot worse when we're actually recording together, but...
I don't know what he's talking about.
That's what I love about the show. We just talk, and then I have to edit around it.
Yeah.
So as she's staring on that, though, Tommy shows up following her, and he's like, I knew it. I knew you did it. I knew this was this is all on you. And first off, how he figured that out, that she did it when she just came into town. Good job, dumbass. But whatever.
Yeah, right.
As he is spouting off whatever, she's like, Tommy, you need to come over here like right now. And he's like, nah, chance, as he's pointing the gun at her. But unbeknownst to him, because he can't see it, the monster is right behind him. And that's how we end this fourth issue.
Woo!
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to listen to more of Chris, check out his other podcast, DC Comics Squadcast, and Horror Comics Podcast on all major podcasting apps. And follow the shows on Twitter at DC Squadcast and at Horror Comics Pod, respectfully. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Something is Killing the Children.